I'd love to have a cute cookie little boyfriend. One that's so sweet and devoted. A boy that loves and worships me so much that even when he's watching me get banged by other strong, manly men, he can't help but touch himself to me. He loves to just watch me get pounded by big, strong guys and touch himself to the image of it. I think that idea is pretty hot. The idea of it makes my heart happy. I mean, just imagine having a boyfriend so devoted to you, so in love with you, so enamored by you, that he can't help but touch himself even when other men are fucking you. To have someone that loves you so much, he wants to watch you get fucked by men who are stronger than him, and bigger than him, and who last longer than him. It's really incredible. Very tempting, you know? I mean, you get the best of both worlds in that kind of scenario. You get a sweet boyfriend who loves you so much. Someone that you know will always be there for you. Someone who's gonna take care of you in every way that they can. And when he can't take care of you sexually, when he just isn't big enough down there, when he isn't strong enough to hold you up against the wall like that, when he just can't last long enough to make you satisfied, he loves you so much that he's willing to let some other big, strong man have his way with you. And he loves you so much that he watches, sits there in the corner looking at you, eyes full of love and desire, breathing heavy and jerking himself off as fast as possible, wishing he was the one making you feel that good, and finding it hot that you're in such ecstasy, even if it's by the hands of some other man. I think it's really tempting. I could have him and I could love him. And I could let him fuck me as much as he wanted, but every time he finished, I'd go, is that it? And I'd keep going like that until he finally understood that what I need is something more. Much, much, much more. And then I'd tell him that too. I'd go, baby, I love you. I love you so much, and you know I do. You're perfect. In every way except the bedroom. And he'd feel a little bad, but I'd tell him that it's okay. Because there's something he can do to make me feel better. And of course, if he's the perfect submissive little boy, he'd go, what can I do for you, baby? Tell me how I can please you. What'll make you feel good? And I tell him, well, why don't you find a big, strong man with a nice, meaty cock to come and fuck me tonight? Maybe he'd be shocked. He might have some mixed feelings. But I know deep down in his heart he loves me. And he wants me to be happy and satisfied. And he knows that no matter what, I love him too, so he'd agree. Maybe he'd go on Tinder or Bumble or something. Take his favorite photos of me. Message guys who are horny. Looking for a quick way. And find just the right man for me. Someone hot, hunky, strong, and big. I'd invite him to my house. And of course I'd greet the handsome man. Told totally naked at the front door. Invite him in. Let him start to have his way with me however he wanted. And my sweet boyfriend, he'd be there in the living room watching the whole thing happen. While this man fucks me on the floor, flips me every which way he wants. And he just stands back by the wall, watching. Watching me pant and breathe and sweat. Listening to me moan. Hearing his cock slap against me. He'd watch me climax. And I'd make eye contact with him while this man was grabbing and fondling me. And when I came, my boyfriend across the room would come. And then that man would still get to use me however he wanted for the rest of the night. And when we were done, my sweet little boyfriend, he'd bring us a couple cups of water. He'd get a rag and he'd clean me up and he'd kiss me. And he'd show our guest out. And he'd take care of me, wipe me clean, wrap a blanket around me. And I'd hold him against my chest and asked him if he liked the show. And of course he'd say yes, and maybe we'd take a nap on the couch or something. I think that'd be really nice.